Hi, this is Honey of MyHoneyWearsPlaid.com. Today is Sunday, July 25th, 2010, and it is a full moon day, according to my calendar. And it's Sunday, so I'm going to try to tell you a few things I did this weekend, and believe me, there's not very many things I did this weekend. I was pretty lazy. So on Friday, I went to breakfast with some people from work. We were just catching up on what we were all doing over the summertime. And one lady said that she asked, have any of you done the crossword puzzle in the paper this morning? And I was like, you still get the paper? I don't know of people who actually get the newspaper still in terms of, you know, the actual print version of the newspaper. I said, oh, no, I just read it online if I want to read it. And she's like, well, I'm old-fashioned. I have to actually get the paper and do the crossword puzzle by hand with a pencil. And I thought that was interesting that people are still doing the newspaper. But I say that only because I have moved on and I don't buy anything print anymore. It's all digital. But I certainly understand people who are still getting the actual print version. Same for books. Like Amazon said recently that they, actually it was just this week, that they sold more digital books than hardcovers, not softcovers, but hardcover books, which is, that kind of makes sense. But I think what that is showing is that more and more people are moving to the digital and away from the print. The same thing was on the news tonight, talking about comic books, because there's, you know, Comic-Con is happening, is it in San Diego, I think? I'm not sure exactly where, but Comic-Con was happening, and they were talking about how the iPad has changed comics, that they have that great new comic app for the iPad, and you can see the comics the same size on the iPad that you can see, you know, in the printed page. So lots and lots of people are now buying comics on the iPad and not in the print version. However, that's not to say that the print version is completely disappearing. They still print it because there are people who collect them and trade them and stuff like that. I'm sure that Michael Cantaloupe from QCast Connection can relate to that story. Although I wonder, does he have an iPad? And it does. If so, does he read his comics on there? I don't know. I know that they just posted a new show, a new QCast Connection, so I need to download that and listen to it. And speaking of listening to, I listened to a lot of podcasts this weekend. I listened to, or did I already talk about that? Listening to Nessa's latest one, where she talks about what she's going through with her divorce and so forth. It was really good. If you haven't listened to Nessa's most recent show, you need to. Although, did I talk about that on Thursday on the group show? I don't remember. But anyway, so I listened to a lot of podcasts. I was catching up on a bunch of the podcasts. I still have like three more to listen to. But I also listened to a lot of live podcasts. For example, Friday night, I listened to Little Fatty Cast Live, and then I joined Daniel Brewer for the Big Brother podcast right after the Little Fatty Cast with Veritable Virgo. And after that, what did I do? Oh, actually, I tried to listen to some of Madge Weinstein's live show on Ustream, but I ended up not listening to that and going to bed because it was like 11:30 at night and I was tired. But then on Saturday, I listened to Daniel's Wowcahol Live show. Oh, it's not Wowcahol Live anymore. It's the Third Colony. That's what it is now. And he was playing music. It started like 9 o'clock at night Eastern time. Went to, I think, was it 11 or 10:30, something like that. It was fun because there was lots of people in the chat room, and he was playing lots of good music and chatting, and it was fun. And then today, Sunday, I listened to Ricky and Julian from the Foul Monkeys live on the stream. So since the boyfriend's been gone, I've had all this time to listen to people live and listen to a lot of podcasts. So it's been fun. And the sad part is, though, I realize now that once I listen to them live, I won't be able to listen to, well, I can listen to them when they download the show onto iTunes. My chair is making a noise. Anyway, so if I listen to them live, then I probably won't listen to them once it's downloaded on iTunes. So, yeah. Now, what else was going on? What did I do this weekend? Well, I caulked the not countertop, the backsplash around the countertop in the kitchen where I painted last weekend, because I realized it needed to be caulked because it didn't look right. I wasn't happy with it, so I caulked it on, was it Saturday? Yesterday? I don't remember when I did it. It was one time this weekend, either Friday, Saturday, but I know it wasn't today. Because today I took down all of the air conditioning vents and cleaned them off and replaced them. And these little jobs, you know, I can only do these little jobs when the boyfriend's not here. I could do them when the boyfriend is here. But I plan to do all these little jobs when the boyfriend isn't here because they take up time and they tend to need to do them on the weekend when I don't have to, you know, rest up for work or whatever. Excuse me. Like when I had the caulk out, I went around and caulked around other things too, like little spots in the bathroom. And when I had the paint out, I went around and touched up the paint, like in the living room and other places like that. So I just do all these little jobs and get them done and, you know, just get it done. Now, I've also been, as I told you, selling some stuff on the Craigslist, and it has really slowed down. I'm disappointed because I have like 5 things on there now, but I haven't got an email from anybody about buying anything. So I think I'm going to be stuck with my electronic stuff. It's old stuff. It's nothing that I don't think anybody would want. Like I have an old video camera, a Canon Allura, but it's like a tape. It's not digital. So that's, yeah, neither here nor there. Let's see what else. Look at my list here. I talked about that. Oh, there was this thing about the American Family Association boycotting Home Depot. Did anybody see that? I'm like, yeah, right. That's just the same thing will happen when they called for a boycott against Pepsi. It won't work, and they'll have to pull it, you know, have to resend it or whatever. Let's see what's going on in the news. The BP CEO, Tony Hayward, is going to step down, but he'll get like $18 million in his salary and other stuff, I think. Anyway, I don't know why. It's only looking at the news because that's all I have on my list. So I guess this will be a short podcast. Now, on Tuesday, I have to go pick up the boyfriend from the airport because he's coming back from New Orleans, and I don't know if I will podcast. I don't know when I'm going to podcast next. Probably on Thursday, the live show. And maybe, if I'm really lucky, the boyfriend will be here with me. If not, it will be me for sure. But I will be here on Thursday, July 29th, 2010, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Pride48.com. So, yeah. So that's all I have. I hope you all had a great weekend. And there seems to be something that I'm missing, but I can't think of what it is. And I hope you have a nice start to your week. So, until next time, bye.